The Book of Ezra. Today we are in Ezra, chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and to put it in writing. Well, Babylon had conquered Israel. Later, Persia conquered Babylon. And now it's time for Israel to leave their captivity in Persia and return home. Cyrus is the king of Persia, and he will make the proclamation. Verse 2. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Cyrus was ordered by God to rebuild the holy temple in Jerusalem, which had been destroyed by Babylon when they conquered Israel. Cyrus either received that command from God by direct revelation, or perhaps through the prophet Daniel, but he knew that it came from God. 3. He continues, any one of his people among you, may his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. Now, years earlier, Cyrus, now, before I say what I was about to say, let me say that Cyrus acknowledged and worshiped the one true God. You can see that from here. Here he was, a part of true Israel, even though he didn't have a single drop of Hebrew blood flowing through his veins. And we see that in both the Old Testament and in the New Testament. It's like the writer, I think it was Paul, who said, not all Israel is Israel. It doesn't have anything to do with your race. It's not a race issue. It's an issue of do you know God or don't you? Cyrus evidently did. He certainly talked as if he did. 4. And the people of any place where survivors may now be living are to provide him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with free will offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem. Years earlier, God told his people to settle down and live a normal life in the land of their captivity. Here, those same people are told to give offerings to the Israelites who are going to rebuild the holy temple in Jerusalem. 5. Then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and Levites, everyone whose heart God moved, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. A lot of the Jews had become comfortable in Babylon, so they really didn't even want to return home to Israel. Really, the only life they ever knew was in Babylon, because they had been there for 70 years. But God moved on the hearts of some, and therefore they were willing to return to the Jerusalem area to begin to rebuild the temple. Verse 6. All their neighbors assisted them with articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with valuable gifts, in addition to all the freewill offerings. Those who wouldn't return, or maybe couldn't return to Israel, were generous towards those who did return. 7. Moreover, King Cyrus brought out the articles belonging to the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and had placed in the temple of his God. Cyrus gathered together all the holy articles which had been in the temple before it was torn to pieces by Babylon. Verse 8, Cyrus, king of Persia, had them brought by Mithridath, the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. The holy articles are given to Sheshbazzar, or, as he will be known, Zerubbabel, same fellow. He was the governor of the returning Israelites. And so all these holy treasures were given to him. And verses 9 and 10 give the inventory, which we will not read. Instead, we will go to verse 11. In all, there were 5,400 articles of gold and silver. Sheshbazzar brought all these, along with the exiles, came up from Babylon to Jerusalem. And so when the exiles returned home, they brought all the holy vessels of the temple along with them. Chapter 2. Now these are the people of the province who came up from the captivity of the exiles, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had taken captive to Babylon. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town. Notice how Israel is here called a province. It's called a province because that's all it is at this point. It had lost its position as a sovereign nation when Babylon conquered them. It had lost its position as a sovereign nation because of their sin. And now it has become a province of Persia. Verse 2. It says, in company with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Reeliah, Mordecai, Bilsham, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Baana, the list of the men of the people of Israel. And Zerubbabel, again, was the governor of the Israelites who were returning to their homeland. And the list of all the people who returned goes on from verse 2 all the way down to verse 67. And we certainly don't want to read all these names. Let's pick up the story down in verse 68. It says, when they arrived at the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the heads of the families gave freewill offerings toward the rebuilding of the house of God on its site. Well, it says in verse 69, according to their ability they gave to the treasury for this work, 61,000 drachmas of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly garments. And so those who could afford offerings to rebuild the temple gave. They gave when they arrived at the ruins of the old temple. Verse 70. The priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants settled in their own towns along with some of the other people, and the rest of the Israelites settled in their towns. And so the people who returned to the land of Israel, they were assigned places to live, and that is where they settled. And next time in chapter 3, we will begin looking at the rebuilding of the altar, the rebuilding of the temple, and also into chapter 4, we're going to look at some opposition that these returning Israelites received to the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. Until next time, Michael Murat. So long, everyone.